Free up your voice. We all hold tension in our bodies, either from bad posture, habits of sitting over a computer keyboard, or subconsciously tensing up areas of our bodies. I have a couple of clients that tense up their neck area before presentations. And of course, this has an impact on their voices, body language and presence. We are going to discover where you hold the tension in your body, what an impact it has on your body, and also what it feels like to get rid of the tension. We are going to discover that when we get rid of the tension, we free up our voices. You need to stand in the Devo-Diva position for this exercise. And as before, if you're able to do it in front of a mirror, you will gain more from the experience. Now, stand back on the heels of your feet. Feel the tension. Can you feel it going up the back of your legs, up your spine, into your neck and shoulder area? Look at your body language. Feel your breathing. I feel tense when I breathe. I feel de-energized. I feel an awful lot of tension in my knees. They feel very locked. Now, adjust the weight to the balls of your feet. Be careful not to fall over. I feel freer. The tension has gone from my spine and shoulders. My knees are nice and soft. See your reflection in the mirror. Feel how easy it is to breathe and speak. Now let's do a similar exercise with your knees. Just tense up your knees, lock your knees. I feel that there's tension in the back of my legs and also my hip area. Try and breathe. Certainly when I breathe, I feel that there's some tension, that it's difficult to breathe easily. Looking at my body language, it looks very, very tense. And this gets passed on to anybody listening to you. The best way to unlock your knees is to adjust your feet, as we've done before, by putting the weight forward. Immediately, I feel more relaxed. That tension has gone. I have a more open body language. And I feel more energy to give out to people listening. Let's do the same thing with our shoulders. Raise your shoulders up towards your ears. What does that look like in the mirror? Certainly, if I was talking to myself in the mirror, I would not have much confidence in that person. I'm finding it really, really difficult to breathe. I feel that the only way that I can breathe is very, very shallowly. I feel very, very closed, and I don't feel that I can actively talk to other people. Now let's relax our shoulders. See the impact of your image in the mirror. Your body language is completely different. Can you breathe more easily? I certainly can. Can you feel the difference in your energy levels? This is a really, really good position to be talking to people, presentations, public speaking. Let's do the same thing with the neck. Can you hear the difference in my voice? This is what happens when you hold tension in your neck. I'm virtually not able to breathe, and certainly I can't take a good deep breath. What do you look like in the mirror? I'm sure we've all met people like this. And we don't want to be people like that. So let's just relax our necks. Try to think about how you're breathing now and what an impact it makes when your neck is nice and relaxed. Look at your reflection in the mirror. What a difference it makes. I feel far more energetic again. I don't feel that there are any blockages. Now our arms. really, really stiffen our arms. It's normally the sort of top of our arms. It becomes a little bit like Spotty Dog. Again, I feel tension right through my shoulders, my chest. I feel real restriction in my chest. Can you hear the difference in my voice again? Look at your body language. We laugh at people like this. I'm afraid to say this, but we do laugh at people that are very tense in this position. Can you imagine you are listening to somebody in a presentation that has this body language? What would you think of this person? Now let's get rid of the tension in our arms. Perhaps wave your arms around a couple of times just to get rid of that tension. Get back into your good diva devo position. Think about your breathing. How different it is because you've got rid of that tension in your arms. Look at your body language. It's completely different. Another area that people have tension in is their jaws. Just tense up your jaw. Immediately, you can hear the difference in my voice. Have you had telephone conversations with people that have tension in their jaws? I certainly have. I'm finding it really difficult to breathe. I can hardly talk. And I'm sure that people would imitate me. Look at yourself in the mirror. It looks really, really closed and tense. Now, get rid of that tension. Relax. Look at yourself in the mirror again. This is a more open position. Think of your breathing. Again, you're more relaxed. Listen to my voice. It's more relaxed, it's freer again. What an impact a relaxed jaw makes on our voice and our body language. Finally, our faces. Lots of people keep tension in their faces. Maybe they frown a lot or they have a particular facial expression when they're tense. Can you hear the difference in my voice? Through my tension in my face, I'm getting tension all around my neck and my shoulders as well. I'm finding it very difficult to breathe and I look very, very odd in front of a mirror. I wouldn't trust that person. What does it feel like for you? It feels closed. You have no energy to send out to other people. No presence. Now let's just relax your face. Look at yourself in front of the mirror. You're a person that you want to talk to. A more relaxed person. And somebody that is communicating with you. Think about your breathing. It's much easier. It's flowing much better now. Finally, let's get back into our good devo diva position. Really thinking about those areas of our bodies that we keep tension in and trying to eliminate them. So remember to lean slightly forward onto the balls of your feet. Your feet, of course, should be a hip width apart. Just check that all of those areas where you hold tension in your body, you have got rid of. Just move your body around to get rid of that. You are now in your good devo diva position. And we are now in a position where we are unlocking our voice.